Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hello, my name's Luther Cobb. I'm a general surgeon. I've lived and practiced in this community for the last 17 years, and next week I'll become the next president of the California Medical Association. Next Tuesday, in addition to candidates for office, there are several initiative propositions on the ballot. I'd like to address one of these, Proposition 46. This was placed on the ballot by the California Trial Lawyers Bar. It purports to be concerned with patient safety, but the only real purpose is to boost lawyers' income. That's why it's received no support from the Democratic or Republican Party, nor any major newspaper, nor any advocacy group. First, how did it get to this point? It goes back to the mid-1970s when there was a crisis in malpractice insurance coverage in California. Malpractice is basically defined as the failure of a physician to do his or her duty in the care and treatment of a patient. Overwhelmed by nuisance lawsuits, the state was facing either the loss of medical care or physicians going without coverage due to the rapid increase in costs. Thus was born MICRA, the Medical Injury Compensation Reform Act. It made three common sense reforms. First, it limited the percentage of awards that attorneys could collect from judgments, so the majority of the compensation could go to the injured parties. Second, it structured payments for future medical bills so that the money would be there when it was needed. Third, it limits non-economic, so-called pain and suffering damages to $250,000. Now, no amount of money can truly compensate for pain and suffering, but this was a common-sense compromise agreed to all, including Governor Brown. Because this was a fixed limitation, the argument was made that this is inadequate. However, actual awards have actually outpaced inflation because actual damages for medical bills and past and future income are unlimited. This cap just limits runaway jury awards. Proposition 46 has three basically unrelated provisions, which of course violates the law regarding initiatives which require that they be on a single subject. But setting that aside, let's talk about the three. The last mentioned, the only one the attorneys really care about, would increase the non-economic damages amount from $250,000 to $1.1 million with future increases indexed to the Consumer Price Index. That money will have to come from somewhere, which means your pocket. It's estimated to cost the state billions annually and the average family of four about $1,000 a year. The second would drug test doctors who work in hospitals. Even if you think that's a reasonable and worthy goal, this initiative is drawn so poorly that it fails to achieve that goal in a reasonable way. The third would require that all prescriptions for Schedule 2 and 3 drugs, not just narcotics, but hundreds of others with little or no potential for abuse, could not be prescribed or dispensed without consulting an unwieldy state database. This provision would take effect next Wednesday if this passes, which would mean that these drugs would essentially be unavailable to you. So if this were to pass, basically it would completely disrupt your medical care. Please don't forget to exercise the precious right of a citizen and vote next week. Thank you. This has been Luther Cobb, MD, for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.